Welcome to each and every one of you Parkinson's Recovery members for connecting in to our April 2022 support group gathering. This has been, for many reasons, a quite interesting and fascinating month for me. I changed my routine just a little bit. Instead of airing any interviews on the Parkinson's Recovery Radio this past month, I've actually become enamored and intrigued by a new technology that one of our members introduced to me about a month ago called the AO scan. I have discussed, I know, in a number of presentations and classes and blogs that I know in my heart, mind, and soul that the future of medicine turns out to be the assessment and delivery of frequencies. The body resonates on hundreds of thousands of frequencies. So if, for example, a kidney is not functioning the way it should function, it means that the frequencies needed to support that kidney are not present in the body. And so when there all of a sudden begins a mechanism to deliver the frequencies the kidney needs to come back into balance, then bingo, we have got healing at its best. No supplements needed, no doctor's visits required. What I discovered is that this AO scan technology has been around for over 30 years and been used by doctors, primarily naturopath doctors, for many years. Formerly, the technology required an investment by a medical doctor of about $35,000, and of course that meant that it was not accessible to you or to I. Well, they've converted the technology into being accessible by us at a very affordable cost, a price. So we can now access the huge database that's been built and constructed over the years by accessing it through devices available from the AO scan company, either a smartphone or a tablet. Now, when I say I've been enamored, they continue to upgrade the scans that they do. I have been offering to all of you members free voice scans. If you haven't yet claimed your voice scan, please call me next week. So when you call, if I don't answer live, which oftentimes happens, just leave a brief message. Call me back, please, Robert, I want to do a voice scan. We'll, if you haven't already done a voice scan, set up a voice profile for you. And that just requires that we enter some basic information about you, your name, your email, your birth date, your height, your weight. And that's it. We then ask you to talk for, get this, 10 seconds. I didn't say 10 minutes. I said 10 seconds. That the frequencies that are emitted by your voice are then recorded by the scan, and then a report is generated that I send to your email. The report is interesting for one reason. Well, for several reasons, but one reason in particular is that it generates the emotions that underlie any of the imbalances that are currently present in your body. So there are four different kinds of sets of emotions that are typically generated. Now, what's interesting for me is I've been doing scans every day since I acquired the technology, the voice scans. And what I notice when I look down at the emotional components of the scans, it seems as though the same emotional components are always generated. Do they resonate with me? I have to say yes. When I look at that, I thought, oh, right, right, yeah, that's an issue. Okay, fine, I see it, I confront it. I think in the end, what the people who developed this amazing technology will say, and I will repeat what they say again and again, is, the emotions that we carry are driving whatever symptoms we currently experience, so we need to confront the emotions and clear and release those emotions in order for the body really to come back into balance. We can deliver the frequencies the body needs, yes, and yes, we can get relief, but it's not going to be permanent. It's not going to be long-lasting until we actually address whatever emotions underlie the symptoms that we actually experience. Now, the AO voice scans are really one of four or five different scans. So when you get your device, if you decide you want to pursue this like I have, what you're going to discover is that you can do a comprehensive scan. And that's a scan of all of the body systems. Now, I just ran a comprehensive scan on myself yesterday. They've upgraded this so that what they show in the report is an actual picture of each of your organs. And on the left-hand side of the organ, there is the description of the specific vein or artery or tissue or component of that organ, and they'll give you a rating, whether it's in balance or out of balance. Now, that is really, I have to say, interesting. I got a great validation of this technology when I specifically looked at the scan for my right and left ear. I've had hearing challenges since I was 4 years old. And the challenges have primarily dominated in my left ear. So when I looked at the actual scan, it showed right ear, good to go. Left ear, there are challenges. And more specifically, I have to say, I was amazed to see that the scan actually identified the very specific location of the issues in my left ear, which I had never seen before. So for me to see that, I thought, wow, now I know exactly where the issues are. Now, don't get me wrong. I have worked very hard to address the hearing deficiency in my left ear, and it has gotten better and better and better over the years. So my hearing is pretty much up to snuff, as they say, but it still needs some improvement. Now, this is a long way of saying that I think the technology is really quite amazing, and I want to invite each of you to do some scans. Of course, what I'm saying to everyone is, well, please, let's set up a profile. Let's run a scan. Please start listening continuously as much as possible over the course of the coming days. And then call me up and we'll do an update scan. When I do the update scans, results are always different. The body is always changing. And so I find when I'm listening to these sounds that are generated by the scan, and that's how the frequencies are delivered by this technology through sound, I find that my mood is shifted. I just attended a session with about 7 or 8 people who were using the voice scans regularly, and quite a few of them said the very same thing I've experienced, that their mood had really shifted significantly, that they were really to the place where they were feeling much better about life, about themselves, and I think that's really the experience I've had as well. Now, that in itself is huge, since we know that when a person has symptoms, then likely they're going to have thoughts that indicate, oh, my symptoms are terrible, they're going to get worse, I'm going to get worse, I'm going to be in a nursing home, I'm going to be in a wheelchair soon. In other words, that's what people who go to medical professionals are told when they have a diagnosis that's neurologically inclined, particularly Parkinson's disease. So, as I said over and over, if you can't shift those thought forms, the symptoms will continue to persist. The idea then here is, well, I'm thinking the scans, if you'll begin to listen to the sounds continuously, I mean at least 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, you'll discover that you really, like others, have a real shift in the thoughts that you carry about prospects for recovery. Now, that's where I'm at with getting the feedback that I've received from about 20-plus individuals who contacted me for scans. So let me repeat, this is just a benefit of your membership. There's no extra fee or cost involved. This is what you're paying for, so please take advantage and call me, get some scans, and then, of course, what I get as a benefit is some information from you about your own personal experience. The other aspect of this company that I have to say I really like is, they are not out there saying, oh, if you get our scan, we will address the symptoms that you experience, whatever they might be. So if you have chronic fatigue, we're going to, quote, cure that. Or you have cancer, we're going to cure that. If you have Parkinson's, we're going to cure that. No, 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 no. They don't say any of that, which I think is really quite wonderful. They're not making any claims at all other than the fact that they're identifying frequencies that are too low and absent in your body, and they're also identifying frequencies that are way too excessive that need to be reduced. In other words, they're bringing all of that into better balance. So it is the technology of the future. It's the one technology I have seen that is usable and accessible by members of my audience. Now, I've been talking about sound therapy for many years, And there is a pioneer in sound therapy, Sherry Edwards, who is in Ohio. Sherry does really quite amazing work and has helped people be able to get their bodies back into balance when it comes to frequency imbalances. The advantage, I think, of the AO scan is you are in full control. You do the scans. You listen to the sounds. You don't have to go to a practitioner. You don't have to pay a practitioner money to be able to get the scans done. And, of course, her technology takes quite a bit of training to be able to use this one. It does take some an introduction. If any of you decide you want to acquire a device, which is only $500, which is obviously something you can use for the rest of your life as long as it actually functions, and you want to begin to get the scans for yourself, and you'll sign up under my situation, which is my website. I'm there to give you support and being able to figure out how all the system works. So that's the way I think they've set this up, which I think is really smart. There is a little bit of a challenge to figure out how you make everything work, and so that's what I'm there for. So if you want to proceed with this, let me know. I'm happy to sign you up and get you started with doing more than just the voice scan. As you can probably tell, that's where I've been spending really all of my time this past month, is doing scans, watching videos, learning how it works, attending some podcasts of people who know all about the AO technology and learning more and more about it. So I think it's an interesting technology. I find it's been useful for me personally. So I think it's something that can be considered. In the end, as I step back, I think what I see is this is something that I can use to continue to live a healthy, vibrant life rather than, as I age, begin to have continuing symptoms. I also might say, because I've been doing so many scans on myself, that many, many different kind of issues are flagged when they do scans, and different issues are identified with each scan. The body's always changing. And we are susceptible to bacterial infections, to parasites. It's not as if we don't have them. We do have them. And I think the scan is a technology that sort of capture and address many, many different imbalances in the body. That's my experience at any rate. Now, there's a follow-up detail here that I want everybody to know about. And that detail is you also, as a benefit, have access to my very new online course, Promising Therapies. Now, if you haven't accessed the content in that new course, please let me know. And if you don't know how to get into the course, I've already set you up to be able to access the course at no cost because it's a part of your membership. Just let me know, call me, email me, and say, look, I'd like to be able to get in and look at the information about the AO scan. I will send you an email from the course platform. The email gives you a way to reset your password so that you can immediately get in and begin to see what I've posted there as the first class in the course. So for the first class, because I've been doing this here for all month, the content there is the AO scan technology. I've got some videos that I've shot of how the technology works, what the results look like, what I've experienced in terms of doing the scan. And I'm actually going to be posting even more videos of the new comprehensive scans where you get this incredible set of images of organs and then the kind of things that are out of balance. So I'll do a scan on myself, and I'll be posting a video showing you the amazing results that you actually get, seeing really what the issues are that are out of balance in our body. Again, the body's always changing, so whenever you do a scan, you're not going to say, oh, everything is perfectly in order. No, there are certain kinds of issues that are always flagged, and it's always fascinating to see, well, what is it that's really problematic when it comes to the organs and systems in my body? So I continue to post some videos and also some audio discussions of the AO scan as I begin to discover more and more. And that's just the first class. We've got a follow-up class on photobiomodulation. And again, it's the same kind of a thing. I'm posting everything that I'm recently discovering about AO scan. Now, just as by way of clarification, what really is this course all about? Well, I discovered that I wanted to do updates on my award-winning book, my best-selling book, I should say, Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. yet it was published in 2017. I did an update in 2018. And then in 2019, 2021, I kept thinking, I've got to do another update. I've got to do another update. And when I would start to write the update on all the new and promising technologies we've discovered over the recent years, all of a sudden I would realize, well, what I just written is still needs to be updated. It's out of date. So I realized that the way to update the information on new and promising therapies is through this new online course, which I call Promising Therapy. So it really is. It constitutes my live and current update of my book, A Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. And again, remember what I'm saying to you is this is a benefit of your membership. Please connect into the course. Look to see about the new promising therapies. We're going to be posting new, quite fascinating promises over the course of the coming months. And so you're going to see all the current information. And some of them I've already posted information, you know, 6 months, 2 months, a year, 2 or 3 years ago. But what I'm doing here is I'm updating all of that. I'm recontacting the people that I interviewed to get the information initially, and I'm just basically saying, well, what's new? What's up? What can I add that we don't already know? What's the feedback? What do you know about this? Now, I want to make one final comment about postings that I've done in some of my online classes for everyone, and it's the following. If you look at the AO scan, it's new. We don't have any research evidence on that. We've got some people, obviously, who are talking about their own personal experiences. Are you a person that insists on getting some very specific feedback on whether or not a therapy helps or not? What I want to say to each and every one of you is I personally have great suspicion of the integrity of testimonials. So, when I look at any kind of a therapy, I really kind of feel like, okay, gosh, look at this. There's 100 different comments from people who've actually used this therapy, and they're all just wonderful. They say it's a great therapy. It's going to help me. Now, the difficulty is that 80% of those, if not 90 or even more, are probably some comments that were generated that by people that never even used the therapy. In other words, they're all bogus. They're fake. They're not transparent. So I got to the point where in all of the kinds of things that I do, I just stopped posting any feedback at all, except for anything that I might personally have heard. So I'm not doing that. I've had people who tell me, who send me emails, who call me and they say, hey, look, for your course, we can get you 1,000 different good reviews. All you have to do, you know, is pay us $500, $1,000, $2,000. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. And that's what a lot of other people do. So how do you know what therapy you need to pursue or embrace? What I really want to say about that is the following, and I've said it over and over, and it's something I soundly believe. I think the one best decision you can make is check in with your own intuition and best instincts about what's right for you and your body. Even if you look at the actual research is done by selecting individuals who actually have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. That's what we call the dependent variable. Now, what we call the reliability of that variable is very, very small. Those of you who might know a little bit about reliability, the best estimate I have of the reliability of Parkinson's disease is about 0.30. That's horrible. That's terrible. That means that the measurement error you've got in any of the studies that have been done is huge. So even if you look at studies that report, oh, this is really a very promising therapy, depending on the study, depending how they defined the symptoms that were being tracked, we have great suspicion that, in fact, the results can be trusted. So how do you decide? I think you do perhaps some muscle testing if you're acclimated to doing that. I've got some systems I've used in a little booklet. If you'd like to be able to know about what those are, if you haven't seen them before, just email me. I'll send you an attachment of the PDF of my little book. There's four little methods I've used continuously over the past 20 years or so that are really very nifty, neat, quick, and easy to do. It doesn't require somebody else to be involved. But I think the other way you can make decisions is just to check in with yourself. If you have hesitation, if you have doubt, then chances are that's not the best choice for you. But if you all of a sudden have a feeling, a surge of energy that says, oh, yeah, that's interesting, I think that's something for me, that's something that really ought to be pursued. So that's my spin on what in the world do you do? I think there is one unanticipated criticism that I have had in what I have done over the years, and that is, oh my goodness, this is way too overwhelming. There are just way too many choices, way too many therapies. People kind of get so overwhelmed they stop looking, and I think that's true for the membership as well. We've got some postings, some meditations on the member websites. Please visit those every day over the coming weeks. And I think appropriately, especially for those of us who live in the West, we've got some postings on spring cleaning as a way to support your body's ability to heal from the inside out. So please check out my spring cleaning meditations. There's, of course, always, as is the case, a longer meditation. And then we've got the daily meditations over the next coming weeks, several weeks. So that's really the gist of what I wanted to say about what I've been doing, what's been up at my end in terms of events, in terms of progress, in terms of what we're discovering here at Parkinson's Recovery. Again, as you can see by my summary, much of what I have been spending my time on and devoting my energies and research to is learning more and more about frequencies and specifically the Solix AO scan technology. And again, if you don't have access to the course, I want to repeat this, please email me. I will send you a way to reset your password so you can get into the Promising Therapies new course, which, again, I repeat, it doesn't cost you anything. And, I got this suspicion that I'll just mention here. I got a suspicion that when people see, oh, goodness, this doesn't cost anything, it couldn't be worth anything. Well, all I can say is I've spent enormous hours posting the videos, creating the content for this new course, as I have for all of my courses, and as I continue to do for my courses. So there's a lot of investment of time and effort and thought and research that goes into these. So just because there's not an added cost over your $10 membership doesn't mean that it has no value. I have to say, I think the information is quite fascinating, to be sure. So I just checked to see if we've got any chat room discussions. The answer is no. We don't have any folks who looked at the Q&A panel and submitted any questions. I didn't have any emails submitted the questions or topics that our members wanted us to discuss. We do have a caller that I certainly want to check in with, and that is Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Robert?
Oh, pretty well, thank you, all things considered. So how's the therapy going?
Good. I go in the middle of next month, and then I go for the third infusion right after 4th of July. It's like the 6th or something of July.
Oh.
So that's the one I'm really looking forward to, because the one coming up is just what they call an assessment visit. They kind of check against your various health parameters and see if you're maintaining or if anything untoward has happened.
Oh. What do you think the results of that are going to, what are the results of that going to be, do you think?
Well, I think, I'm guessing, of course, because it's a double-blind study, but I think I got the real infusion the first time, this is back in October, but I think I got the placebo last time, because I noticed a definite difference after the first one, after the October one, and not really much of anything the second time, which was January. So I'd be interested down the road if I'm right in what I actually received. Supposedly, of course, the volunteers don't know and the doctors don't know, so it's the double blind.
Right. They'll tell you in the end, though, whether or not you got the real thing or not, I assume.
Yes, yes. They refer to that as breaking the code. Once they've completed the study and, more importantly, written it up, then that information is given to the volunteers.
Right. And for those of you that haven't heard Bill discuss this before, we're talking here about study that looks at a novel and a promising stem cell therapy. And the study is actually being conducted in Houston, Texas, although Bill has to actually travel, I think, from Los Angeles to Houston to get the therapy, don't you?
Right. That's probably the most annoying thing about it.
Right. It'd be nice if, well, gosh, the therapy was in Los Angeles rather than Houston, huh?
Yeah. Well, I knew that going in, so I can't really complain about it. But
right. Well, you can still complain. Why not?
I should say, Robert, I don't think what you just before you picked up the phone for me, talking about your effort going into all this material that you provide for us, I don't think anybody who's had any experience with you would question your dedication or your hard work. I'm in awe of your work ethic.
Bill, that's very kind. Thank you for those kind comments.
And the only other thing going on with me is I continue to be plagued by this horrible skin condition called eczema, or some people pronounce it eczema. It's really no big deal, except that the itchiness can drive you nuts. So it's almost a psychological thing more than a physical thing.
Wow. So that's still continuing to be problematic? Are there some therapies that have been helpful at all?
Yeah, I don't really. It's slowly, and I mean really slowly, diminishing. It's just not getting worse. So, but it's taking forever to go away, and it's not particularly bothersome during the day-to-day stuff, but at night when you're just lying in bed, the itching thing, you know, seems to spring up at all different points in your body, and it starts scratching it, which makes
it
worse.
Yeah.
So I was lucky, so far as Parkinson's is concerned, I didn't have any sleep issues, which I know a lot of people do. But now with this other thing, So that's my complaining for today, I guess.
Yeah, right. Oh, goodness. Well, I have my fingers crossed that as it continues to get a little better, that trend will continue and it'll be resolved soon.
Yeah, it just shows you, just because you have Parkinson's doesn't mean you can't get something else on top of it.
Oh, that is so, so true. When I do these AO scans, I am really surprised by the number of issues that are picked up that I don't have any visible symptoms of. And so what I can really see is how, boy, the body is just an intricate miracle. And how we're able to live from day to day is all of a sudden a mystery to me. So, I mean, I'll do a scan one day, and they will identify 8 parasites that I have for that day.
Wow.
And they'll identify 4 different infections and all sorts of other issues. So I really – and then, of course, I'll do the follow-up scans, and I'll see, oh, good, they'll, you know, only have 2 of the infections or some new infections are brought up. And, of course, they're just picking up the frequencies. And so it's not necessarily the fact that these infections are causing symptoms, but probably the infection is present. My body has just been able to corral it off so that it's not creating any problem. So it's really – I think you're so right. I mean, there's just the body. There's so many things that are going on. And, again, the miracle of it all is our body's able to keep us living from day to day.
Yeah, and the other thing is you can't really count on your body indicating to you in obvious terms like this skin condition I've got where you can't miss it. It could be telling you, and yet the symptoms are subtle that you just overlook, really.
Right. What I've learned, too, is that disease states tend to move in gradually so they can be present in a body, and it takes sometimes 6 or 8 months for the symptom to actually materialize. So it's not as if all of a sudden the disease state is there and the next day the symptoms are present.
Exactly.
It's rather the fact that the condition for the illness or the imbalance is present, and it sort of is lurking there in our energy field, and it just moves in if we don't do anything about it. So I think that's exactly right. We may not have experienced these things, or if we are experiencing them, we don't track them. We don't notice them. So we don't, you know, we don't take any actual action. So
yeah,
I don't know.
You can't go back 4 months and say, this is probably where I picked this or that up. It just appears seemingly out of nowhere.
That's right. And so what is that? What were you exposed to? What really happened? What a mystery.
Yeah. Makes it difficult to know the right path forward, because if you don't know the cause, you're kind of limited. You're essentially guessing.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right.
Well, anyway, well, thank you for all your hard work, Robert.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill.
And
thank you so much for being here.
And I will, next month when I call, I'll tell you what happened in Houston.
Oh, yay. That sounds wonderful. We look forward to the follow-up report.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
And now we have another caller, and I want to make sure everybody understands. This is Dr. Vonna Powell, and Dr. Powell is the person who actually introduced me to the AOScan technology about 5 or 6 weeks ago. So she, I think, learned about the technology from her naturopath doctor. So we're very thankful to her for introducing this new and promising technology to me personally, which I have found to be quite, quite fascinating. So Vonna, hello, just want to say hi and what's up?
Yes, and congratulations to you for the success you've had with
inner
voice scan.
That's right. That's right.
And also congratulations to everybody who's going to take advantage of the scan, because not only is inner voice scan the initial thing we could do, some people who are working with the scans charge money for them. So I'm just saying, take advantage of it while you can right now. So anyway, my story is such that when I had my first scan, I discovered that I had cholesterol level problems, and that's before my doctor's report came in. Sure enough, my doctor's report came in right after I saw the scan results, and I told my husband, I said, I think I'm going to have cholesterol level problems. And sure enough, the doctor's office called me and told me that they wanted to put me on a prescription for cholesterol levels. And I said, I'm going to wait and see what I can do, because I brought it down before. So this scan was telling me it was a full vital scan of organs of the body. So that's in addition to the inner voice. So that's above and beyond the inner voice. But the inner voice you can learn a lot from, too. It just so happens I'm a victim of sleep apnea, and I have some type of programs that I run at night or during the daytime. And I sleep better at night, and I think my sleep apnea has improved. So I'm excited about that. So what else is there to tell besides the fact that if you call somebody on a cell phone, I call my son in Australia, and what I do, I dial numbers, and the call goes through with, guess what, frequencies. So not only are the frequencies on the telephone line or electronically, they're in us too. And we want all of our frequencies to be flying in formation and being advantageous. If they're not flying together or working together, then we could have more issues in our health. So I feel like my health has definitely improved. My skin has improved. And one of the things I noticed, I've always had cold feet and cold hands. And for some reason now, my feet and hands feel much more warm. It could be because it's approaching summertime. But I still think I've improved in my health. And I'm looking forward to many, many more improvements that I can observe from AO Solex scans. So take advantage of it while you can, because that is a wonderful service that Dr. Rogers is making available to you, so take advantage of it. I'm going to stop talking about that. I want to talk about something for a minute. One of the things that I'm doing for my bones is I'm taking some different herbs, which has nothing to do with the AO scan. So if you want to know about some different herbs that I tell you what I'm taking, feel free to call me. Telephone number is area code 512-294-2911. It's 512-294-2911. You need an AO inner voice scan, contact Dr. Robert Rogers. But if you want to know more about some herbs that I'm taking for my bones, I'd be glad to share that information with you. Either that or you can send an email to vauna1@aol.com. It's Vauna, V-A-U-N-A, vauna1@aol.com. And thank you for this opportunity for me to talk.
Oh, well, thank you, Vauna, so much for your wonderful report of your experiences and recommendations for people to contact you about the herbs you're using for your bone health. I also might want to say to everybody, inspired by Vauna's report of her improvement in her sleep, that I have all of a sudden begun to think that I'm thinking that the AO scan, the biggest benefit might be that it will enhance deep sleep for users. And we know that the underlying reason why people are able to heal is that they're getting good sleep every night. When that happens, then I think it doesn't matter what kind of therapies you are pursuing. If you're getting good sleep, your body will heal. So if that really turns out to be a benefit for people that are using the scan, running it at night for their deep sleep, and you don't even have to listen to the sound. You can just literally turn it on and the frequencies are delivered for you to be able to, again, move down into those deep levels of sleep that are required for healing from the inside out. So I've got a lot of really hope about what we're going to discover of the AO scan. The other observation that I want to pass on to people is while the AO scan company does not sponsor independent research that looks at the effectiveness of doing the scan for various illnesses, what they have done repeatedly is to check, just like Vauna was describing, the confirmation that the scan shows, in Vauna's case, the cholesterol is an issue. When you go and you look at the actual medical test that looks specifically at cholesterol, there's confirmation between the scan and what the test shows. And they've done that over and over. So the scan will show, oh, there's a big issue with the L3. Yeah, that's a spine, a lumbar spine. And so you, when you look at the MRIs and you check to see, well, does the MRI show there is an issue there? The answer is yes. So over and over, they've looked at what the scans show is a result of an issue or an imbalance in the body. And people have then gotten medical tests, and they've examined the similarity between what the medical test shows and what the scan shows. And each time, they get verification that the scan's results are, in fact, verified. So that is the one kind of thing that they are doing over and over again to verify that, in fact, what the scan is picking up is in fact, valid. And, of course, remember how that works. Every tissue, every system in our body, every organ in our body resonates at a very specific frequency, and then what you're going to see in the comprehensive scans, when you look at the video that I'm going to shoot tomorrow, you'll see that even in an organ like the lung, there are all these very separate arteries, all these different tissues, different components of the lung, and they all are resonating at different frequencies. And so the system can actually look to see, okay, do we have consistent and normal frequency for this artery that goes into this part of the lung? Yes or no, and the result will then show whether or not there's an issue or not. So I think the technology is the medicine of the future. It's going to become more and more refined. The AO scan people do have a subscription, and I really understand the reason for that. So I pay $149 a month, and they really are updating and making the scans even more and more fascinating, interesting, comprehensive, and useful. So the subscriptions are enabling them to continue to update and do follow-up research to make this scan as helpful and as useful to as many individuals as possible. So I want to check to see if we got any chat room discussions. It looks like not. Nobody has had any back and forth discussion there. We don't have any Q&A. And looks like we've covered now all the folks who have called in and had some input, which has been very useful. Thank you very much, Vonna and Bill. Remember, I'm always accessible to you. And as again, another benefit of the membership is if you have any issues you need to sort out, I'm here for you. And if you are taking my courses, I know many of you are. Remember, although I'm not live in these courses, I'm always accessible to you. So contact me, either phone call, email, and say, I need to talk, and I'm happy to connect and do just that. So I'm here for you. My passion, my goal is to provide compelling evidence of more and more individuals who currently are experiencing these neurological challenges to celebrate symptom relief. And when we are able to accomplish that end goal, what we're going to be able to do is to step back and to say to everybody and everybody in the world globally, look, people, you may be told that you got a diagnosis here that the medical professional is telling you is going to get ultimately worse for you. You're going to degenerate. You're going to be in a nursing home. You're going to be in a wheelchair, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm really passionate about is to convince more and more individuals when they are told that by medical professionals that it is not true, and for them to embrace the reality and the true belief template that, of course, recovery is possible. And it's going to be a different journey for different people because the symptoms that create these neurological challenges are always complex. They are always different from person to person. So it's a journey. And I just want to say that if you can then let me know one way or another, I can provide support to you. We'll be able to then make sure that we have more and more individuals who are successfully journeying down the road to recovery. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the, you guessed it, Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are connecting into Parkinson's recovery, that you are a member, that you are looking at the course that we've made available to you, that you are contacting me, that you're getting voice profiles or either one or even none of the above. But the mere fact that you are connecting in as a member, that in fact you are journeying successfully down the road to recovery in your own time, in your own way, using your own instincts and using your own good choices and intuition about what is the right course of therapies and steps that you can take to celebrate symptom relief. Thank you so much for being a member. We greatly appreciate your contribution.